Anthony Ryan, welcome.
Thank you, Donna.
All right, tell us about the early years of Anthony Ryan.
Mate, I was a Kedron boy, brought up in the Kedron parish with the Franciscans. Went to St. Anthony's and then on to Padgett Primary and then on to secondary. And then Dad, who was taught by the Christian Brothers up at Yeppoon, decided that I was the last of the Ryan boys going through, and he wanted to give me a Christian Brother education. So he sent me off to Terrace in grade 10 in 1984. And then from that point onwards, went on to university.
Did you know what you wanted to do in life, you know, in those early days of school?
Yeah, I wanted to be a doctor. I was a doctor and a professional athlete with my two driving things. And
that comes hand in hand with private school, doesn't it?
Exactly. And there was never any opportunity to be a doctor because I found out I needed to be good at mathematics.
How did you get involved in being a teacher then if you wanted to be a doctor and a professional athlete?
Well, I was actually at a world championships for athletics. Right. I went to World Cup in Cuba and I went up to see my brother who was living up in DC, and at the time I was doing Bachelor of Arts and Economics at the University of Queensland. It was during that time that I stayed up in Washington DC and my brother was doing some really interesting work with the Catholic Church there, and mainly with street people, homeless people and street kids. And I stayed with him for a period of time. I found it astounding that in the capital of the world, really, that you had homelessness and street kids living almost in the shadows of the White House. And that impacted on me. So when I decided to come back, I wanted to do something different. So I enrolled at ACU and did a postgrad in education after my Bachelor of Arts Economics. And that got me straight into, I think my first job was Nudgee College. And I think I would listen to this chat once. I was present to Barack Obama's speechwriter and advisor, professional and spiritual supervisor. And he spoke to us at the Greek Club in Brisbane once. And he was a fascinating guy. And he actually held up this book, and it was so thin and it was old. And he said, you know what this is? And no one knew what it was. And he goes, this is actually the whole Bible. But what I've done is I've actually cut out every reference to social justice. And without that, all it is this raggedy book of rules, etc. The real essence of this Bible is about how to actually live justly within the community and look after people that are struggling. So that was quite a profound moment for me. Mm. I thought, and I think the kids of today, my experience anyway, through whether it be through when I was the CEO of Eben Rice or the CEO of Young Care, I'm actually seeing this incredible thirst, it's a real thirst and interest in doing something meaningful. The way they work is differently, the way they think is different to the way I was going through the workforce when I was their age. They're more reflective, they challenge a lot, but they are a hands-on generation.
What gives you the greatest joy and what brings you so much sorrow?
So about 10 minutes drive from here is Young Care Woolowin Residence. And we got a young man there called Brian. Brian entered the Navy, went to Iraq, did his time for Australia in Iraq. Under all reports, served admirably, was receiving awards for his service. On his way back as a young fella, they stopped off on leave at Goa. And he was in a bar, he was handed a cigarette and was laced with China White. He had an immediate cardiac arrest and survived, but had an acquired brain injury, which has impacted on his life, and now he needs 24-hour care. He sat in a hospital bed for 11 and a half years. And all in all, he knew what was going. He knew the horror of those 11 years. When he got a place at Young Care, when we identified him, she said it was the first shower he'd had for 11 and a half years, proper shower.
No.
And the beauty of the NDIS now, and that's why Young Care is fully behind it, is it's switched what care was about. So under institutionalised care, individuals such as Brian couldn't be cared for, but now what exists is the NDIS is about giving independence and choice to the person. They can craft their own packages.
Do you think in this day and age that religion plays a strong part in not only your personal life but your work life as well?
Oh, without a doubt, Donna. I don't wear my religion on my shoulder or anything like that. A little bit what I was talking about, maybe I'm a millennial. I honestly believe in letting your hands do the talking.
Sure.
And I still go to Mass, I'm still very much involved. I've got this really strong memory of when I was about 7 years of age, about grade two, and my mum would start up a thing in the Kedron called the Samaritan Committee. And it was looking after people that had been isolated and lonely that lived in that parish. And I used to be an asthmatic, and so I missed a lot of school. I used to sit regularly watching mum care for these people, how much they loved her and how much she was humbly helping and changing these people's lives, and it impacted upon me. So I think we've all got a role to play. I think that idea of humbly doing work that needs to be done in the community is something that drives me.
Anthony Ryan's message to the Catholic Church.
Mother Teresa said if she ever looked at the crowd, she never would have got started. She just looked at the person next to her, and that gave her the energy to get to start the walk. And then Dad said, right through his life, he even said it as one of the last things he said to me before he passed away, make your life count.
Yes. Great. Thank you.
Pleasure.